Other People's Flowers is a podcast for stories, poetry, and essays. Thank you for listening.
This week's work comes from Elson Doughty. Elson is a 26-year-old born in Albania, living in Italy since he was 8. His passion for literature and writing exploded reading Bukowski. He's trying to make his way into the world of contemporary literature. He has written a novel and a collection of short stories. Pissing Stones. What do you want me to say? Mark, we're all slaves in this world. All used to living by certain rules, dressing in a certain way, working, buying, and carrying on to the end of the month. It seems you live only in given moments. You get through the week to arrive safe and sound at the weekend, to enjoy a moment of relaxation that never arrives because you're thinking about the bills, your kids and their education. You're thinking about your woman, imagining her with some coach in that place where she takes the kids after school. It's sad, but deep down inside, you know, it's true. Love makes us blind and is no help to anyone. Not on this earth, where everything is running wild and suffocating you like a pillow. If you think about it, you don't make money from working. It isn't what you do that allows you to live and earn. No. You work paying a price for time spent working. But you don't need what you earn, because in the end it's never enough. In the end, you never have time to use what you've earned to live. You always find yourself worn out on a sofa made of vomit or gold, thinking about the wasted time. With my work, my progress is always static. I go on writing, but the goal always seems so distant and unreachable. Even if I manage to finish, the work isn't finished yet. I ask myself if it's worth it, whether somebody will appreciate it, or if I'm selling myself for a pittance. I've done sequels for some of the stories, but that unnerves me and takes away any inspiration possible. Maybe I'll finish them, or maybe I'll leave them as a sequel for the next book. Artistic freedom. I'm still in pieces even now, dear Mark, still constantly thinking about the same woman and how much I love/hate her. This doesn't help my writing, which tends to always go back to the same topic. Exhausted love and a man clutching a glass so he can go on. Sad, pathetic, and too familiar. A lot of people would say that it's neither original nor great to be a drunk at the age of almost 30. Life goes on, the world is full of women. And I can even understand what these automatons are saying, because they're right, because in their stupidity they say true and sensible things for those with limited thinking. My ex probably sees it that way. Maybe in a few years she'll be happily married to some imbecile who thinks about money and does it with his secretary. All this works for this day and age. It's effective. But hard as I try to be like that, I can't. I don't understand how to make this relationship work, a relationship that binds everyone to me. I wanted her. For heaven's sake, I made plenty of mistakes, and they certainly weren't small ones. But after months of her absence, I'm in pieces. I've lost sight of the colours I love, to the point that I'm sinking into a grey, lifeless world. I always focused on character to get women into bed. My life was full of bullshit, adventures and risks, and 1,000 invented ones, like a novel about a fallen hero. It always worked, but now I feel like a handsome man with no arms or legs, who fascinates, but after a while gets tired out. Every night I drink, drink, drink until I can finally sleep in the fumes of alcohol that are my lullaby. I wonder what she's doing right now, whether that idiot who replaced me is worth it, or whether it's worth asking these questions. The world is stupid, Mark, lazy, debauched slaves, happiness within an arm's reach, but always unattainable, always dangling close like a carrot for a donkey. I look out and I feel tired. I look out a window at the world that doesn't belong to me, and I feel as though I wasn't made for this. I'm drinking now too. Sooner or later I'll piss stone pebbles. They'll hurt like hell, and my dick will curse me for the future pain I'll cause it. Or maybe it'll be my liver first that makes me regret everything. A fine cirrhosis, and off to the morgue I go. Or maybe I won't pay the price, and it will probably be the first time I've escaped anything. I don't know, my friend. I'm writing this because you're the only person I can confide in. I've always thought I wanted to write in the evenings and keep working on the book when the world was at peace and I had the chance to listen to my thoughts. Except that drinking tequila as if it were beer tires me out and makes me weak. I'm almost inspired in the afternoon. Meanwhile, I do dick all. Or when I read a book by Jorge Amado, the light and the noise from the buses make me nervous and crush my desire to do it. How are you, anyway? How are you getting on with your new job? I've known for a while that after years of marriage, Celine left. I can imagine how you feel. I wanted to be in town to be of some support, but I would have been incapable of helping, as I was the one who always needed it first. Yesterday, I woke up around 5 in the morning, and I wanted to call you, knowing you'd probably already been awake for an hour and couldn't sleep. Bloody insomnia, bloody brain. However, while I stared at the ceiling and saw a beautiful carnation, a beautiful red carnation, reminded me of a fleshy heart. I don't know why this flower. Perhaps it means something. However, it was beautiful and majestic. And I stared at it for a full 2 hours. Now I have to go. Sleep is calling me. I await your reply as soon as possible.
Thank you for listening to Other People's Flowers. Other People's Flowers is produced and edited by Hugo Gibson and Chris Kamonvutitam. If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you'd like to have your work featured on the program, please visit otherpeoplesflowers.com to see our submission guideline. Thank you.